Okay, the first thing you need to know about the new film No One Knows About Persian Cats is that it's not about Persian cats. It's about musicians in Iran, where certain styles of music are illegal and where every performance requires a government permit. The movie was shot in secret in Tehran, and it's showing now in the United States, even as a CD of some of the music is on sale. Pat Dowell reports.
The stars of No One Knows About Persian Cats are musicians playing essentially themselves. The movie was shot on real locations as the musicians try to put together a band, a concert, and a trip to England. But director Baman Gobadi, speaking through an interpreter, emphasizes that it is not a documentary.
یه چیزی من میخوام برش توضیح بدم چرا این فیلمو مستند مطلق کار نکردم این خیلی مهمه.
It's very important for me to tell you why I didn't make this a complete documentary. These kids have within themselves and their real lives a real drama. It's not like in the West, going on freely and without any repression. They're being repressed, they don't have any concerts, and this in itself makes them live a fiction life. And this in itself makes the film look like fiction.
Gobadi, a Kurdish Iranian, has made documentaries, but his international reputation rests on his four fiction films. Up to now, they dealt with the challenges of everyday life in Kurdish villages. But the young stars of No One Knows About Persian Cats are urban Iranians, Ash and Nagar, whose band is named Take It Easy Hospital. Ash says that they met Baman Gobadi in an illegal recording studio and that the director and his writers created the film around them.
Actually, we lived the film because we had only 17 days to shoot the film. And the reason was that we were invited to this festival and we had to leave Iran. So Baman decided to shoot it just right away in 17 days.
Much of the movie was shot in Tehran's basement studios and clandestine rehearsal sites. A heavy metal band jams in a barn to the dismay of the cows. A rapper shoots a video atop an unfinished office building. Although there is humor in this quest to find some place, any place to make music, singer and songwriter Nagar says that humor was not the predominant feeling of her life in Iran. It was fear.
When you grow up in Iran, you learn to have that fear all the time on the back of your head. I remember when I was a kid, whenever the news came on, I would put my hands on my ears to not hear the news because I was always so scared that there is a war that's going to happen and they're going to take us out of our houses. And then you go to school and the fear that comes from the double life that you're living, one at home and one with the moral laws of school or what they're teaching you, and then you want to break. Kid, so you always have this fear.
And you get used to it, says Nagar. No One Knows About Persian Cats has an appreciation of the everyday resilience of human endeavor. But what motivates Baman Gobadi, he says, is something different.
I have a lot of rage when I'm making these films. So what I do in my films is that I vent. But because I have a lot of optimistic people around me while making the films, this rage becomes positive energy and becomes reflected in my films.
Baman Gobadi is blacklisted in Iran and lives as a nomad. He says if he returns to Iran, he'll suffer the same fate as prominent film director Jafar Panahi, who was arrested last month for his opposition to the government. Gobadi's friend and co-screenwriter Roxana Saberi was imprisoned briefly last year.
Even if they're kind to me, they will imprison me at home and they'll take away my passport so that I'll stay home and I'll never make films and I'll never travel and I'll become insane.
Gobadi has managed to get a DVD of No One Knows About Persian Cats into Iran, urging supporters to copy and distribute it for free and tell people to spend their money on the musicians who are still in the country. Ash and Nagar now live in London.
I want a clock with hands that don't move, so every day will be today.
For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.
And you can hear music from the bands featured in the film at nprmusic.org.